The two lengthy decisions released today are at odds about a judicial candidate's right to use false statements in a campaign. The one signed by Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson and Justices Ann Walsh Bradley and Patrick Crooks says Gabelman did that when he falsely claimed in a television ad that his opponent, Justice Louis Butler, had helped to release a sex offender who went on to abuse another victim. The one signed by Justices Pat Rokensack, David Prosser, and Annette Ziegler says the ad was objectively true and that the words Gabelman used are protected by the First Amendment. Gabelman's attorney, Eric McLeod, says those three got it right.
Three of the justices were very clear that the First Amendment has its fullest application to political speech, and that any regulation that seeks to punish such speech is subject to strict scrutiny.
McLeod says the 3-3 tie on the issue brings an end to the ethics case against Gabelman. But former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says it's still possible the Judicial Council will try to get the Court of Appeals to reconsider the matter. Gieske says the ruling highlights the continuing divisions between the two ideological camps on the court.
You know, there has been clearly division and unhappiness that have arisen on that court that have slowly filtered into some of the decision-making and some of the things they've done. And unfortunately, I think it is reinforced in this decision.
Gieske says this feuding is likely to continue until the justices find some way to make peace. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.